Blog Talk Radio.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Hey, good morning. It's Steve Tomaszewski. We're live at the Chicago Auto Show. What a day to be here. Holy smokes, Batman. It is so exciting. Getting calls from people all the way around the country. Special thanks to our friends at Speedways Online, Tim Frost, who a couple of us know out here, joining us today. Wow, what a lineup. Doesn't get any better than this. Sitting right next to me here is Francis Davila. Am I saying that right?
Francesca.
Boy, I can't even get the names right this morning. So let's throw a camera on the other side, Francesco. And there he is. What do you think of that? Now we're both on camera. We're having fun now?
Yeah.
Now we're having fun. Okay. Hey, you know, we started this a couple of years ago and with the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. It came out, White Space TV, thanks in Columbus, Ohio. Today, we have had over 2 million views and 200,000 downloads. So let's get right into the show here this morning. We're going to turn the camera just a little bit. What do you think of that? Wow. It kind of works, huh? So right behind us, we already have your team Stradale up here. And if I can remember your name, Francesco. Okay, that's a little bit. I should be able to remember that, right? Okay, tell us who you are and what you do. What the heck is Team Stradale?
So Team Stradale was founded in 2007, and we're basically a go-to for motorsports. We're located at the prestigious Autobahn Country Club in Joliet, Illinois.
Hi, Mark.
We are a little secret of Chicago.
That's kept secret.
Yeah, and we want to get the word out there more because basically Autobahn is a motorsport hub. And it's not just motorsports, but it's a place for people to come to enjoy their similar passion, which is cars. So that's why we're all together. And Team Stradale is the high-performance driving school at the Autobahn. And it's kind of a place where everybody gathers around and talks cars, lives cars, drives cars, races their cars.
Drinks cars,
everything. And we eat, sleep, and drink it. And basically, it's just a place for us to gather around, have fun, and enjoy each other.
Well, right now on the screen, for those of you who are watching on live stream, and on the live stream platform, by the way, we are getting the new platform next month with Sensei, with Christian Briggs, the founder. Bob Parsons will be back on our show. A shout-out, as we always do, to the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. If you can't stand behind our troops, we suggest you stand in front of them. But using the HSN platform right here, you can click on Team Stradale right now, right on your dashboard, right here on the screen, at Talking Cars, C-A-R-Z. I even put on my shirt. I had some new magic marker this morning and just kind of wrote that on. And a shout-out to our friends at BMW Motorsports. So you can click right here. Also, you can put your messages up here on our ticker. We're going to show you that right now. We're going to feature Team Stradale.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We like Team Stradale to go through it. Now, for those of us who aren't familiar, where, and I do mean this, where the heck is Joliet? Where is the Autobahn? And how do we get there, let's say, off of 294 or 55?
It's just 45 minutes southwest of Chicago. And we're right south of I-80, basically. And it's a pretty good hub of motorsports in that we also have a drag strip and the world-renowned Route 66 Speedway is right
there. Oh, that's on the other side.
Yeah.
those guys.
So we're right there.
Hi, those guys.
We also have a new helicopter ride service from downtown Chicago right to our door.
Great stuff. This is the first. We're making a debut. If you were with us last week, Honda Pro Jason debuted the Ridgeline. A bed with six speakers. Got another debut going on right now. Let's hear about a helicopter. Holy smokes.
Yeah, we partnered with Helimotion. And basically they have a vertiport in downtown Chicago. You can get to the
Where is it at?
It's on Wood Street, just south of Roosevelt Road. And it's basically 5 minutes from downtown, the loop. You get in the helicopter. They have a rideshare program. I think it's like $400-something round trip, and you're at Joliet at the Speedway or at the Autobahn in 8 minutes.
I see it coming. They're going to call it Huber, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And is that under $1,000 a ride?
Oh, yeah. And
okay.
They also can fit up to six people in different choppers. So.
Wow. Well, we were at the Dry House Museum last week. We saw one of those helicopter engines in a Tucker. And we want to say a shout-out to our friend Steve at the Dry House Museum over there. Appreciate it. And our friends at MRPA, Meadowdale International Racing Professional Association, where we got a chance to meet L. Unser Jr. and Sr. last week. They're going to be on our show next month in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So, hi, L. Jr. Hi, Sr. Our friends out there at the A.J. Foyt Racing Team, hey to Larry. Always a pleasure to see you the day before in Gasoline Alley before the parade. And now, right behind us, and I know in just a minute, as I'm looking over there, Tom Drewer's coming up from NorthAmerica.com. And I started looking, you can see over our shoulder here, and again, you can go right to the screen right now. Watch my finger. Well, there it is. And you can click on this, TeamStradale.com, and you can go right to this page. And I'm looking at these beautiful radicals. What is a radical for those who don't understand what a radical is?
Radical sports car came into the scene in about 2002, and it is a sports racer built in the UK. Tom will explain all about that. Very family-operated factory. We started importing and distributing these cars. Team Stradale is one of the distributors in the Midwest. And
the best one.
The car is basically boils down to the most fantastic platform for racing. It combines the thrill of motorsport. It is between an open-wheel racer and a GT car. It has the highest amount of G-force load, acceleration, braking. It's basically the closest thing a driver can be to a Formula One or an Indy car.
Now, I'm also seeing these race vehicles are priced under $500,000.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of them, I mean, the average is around $120,000.
Wow. It's like a big Corvette.
Yeah. The most popular car is the SR3, and that's right around $105,000 to $110,000. And we see most people competing in that series. While Radical does have six or seven models, that is the most popular model right now.
Well, when you say, and how does a person get started? Are they able just to go to TeamStradale.com and contact you? You know, let's throw out a phone number. And again, you can click right on this hyperlink right here, right now. I keep putting my hand over there, so I'm not being weird or anything. Got that Autobot Country Club going there. Hi, Mark. Hi, Kevin. But, you know, the logic is they're going, you know, I want to see it. You know, how do they get in touch with you?
We're a small company, so you just call us, you email us, go to our website.
TeamStradale.com.
TeamStradale.com.
Right here.
Just call us, and we do a little bit of an interview. All of our schools are custom designed. So we first find out what your goals are and what you want to accomplish, and then we design the school around you. So I've got people that have had no experience.
Like me.
Perfect beginner, all the way up to we're coaching professionals, driving, you know, race car drivers that want to get an edge. So basically, you just call and tell us what you want, and then we design the school and we make it happen. We can do it any day of the week except Mondays. And our school is different in that it is custom, so you don't have to be in a group of 20 or 30 people. It's one-on-one instruction.
Now, do you have to buy a radical to get into the driving school?
No. We have radicals for the driving
school. I think you do.
We have Formula Lights for the driving school. We have GT cars, such as the BMW Roadsters coming on soon is the new MX-5, the new Miata. So we have a whole host of cars that people can drive in the school, so it's not just one flavor.
And a driving school, for those of us who don't understand, how long does it take? And again, what is the cost? We always talk about cost, and I think any time, including any type of high-performance manufactured car, including the Hellcat, okay, the highest horsepower production car ever made, according to my friends at Auto Week, shout out to our friends out there, 700 horsepower. To get behind one of these, and it's like, are the schools like 5 or 10? We see a lot of schools out there. We say, hey, to Skip Barber, they're $5,000 to $10,000. But what if they just want to start to learn how to drive a performance vehicle? Where do these schools actually start to price?
So basically, around $1,000 to $3,000. And again, it's depending on.
Well, under 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can go all the way up to just like the Skip Barbers. The big difference is your time is well spent with us because we're one-on-one. So you are learning a lot more in that small period of time.
Well, and again, it's a privilege for us to have you on the show this morning. And if you get a chance to go to Team Stradale right here on the screen, talk to Francesco. What's that phone number?
815.
He's got that down real quick, doesn't he? 815, he's got that.
727-7234.
All right, outstanding. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Coming back with us next is
Tom Drewer.
Tom Drewer from Radical North America. And, you know, I'm driving here this morning, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking at all the people coming through. We have people calling in. Thanks for joining us on Talking Cars and our brand-new sponsor, Speedways National, with Tim Frost. Next week, live from Daytona, Tim will be calling in. We're going to be at the Professional Racing Performance Racing at Schaumburg Convention Center with Dennis Nicholson. Got a couple shows on Tuesday night. We'll be in St. Louis talking real estate on our other show. And then finally, again next week, we're going to be back out in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we got a couple of things here to do. And let's go to the website one more time.
www.teamstradale.com.
Doesn't get any better than that. We're going to take a short break.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back.
Thank
great.
Can I get up now?
Yep,
perfect. Thank you. All right.
Hey, as you can see, we're having a little fun. We've got a little GTO going on.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
To come through it. Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski. It's live. We're talking cars. And I'm actually sitting next right here. And I got to keep looking at the names. Too many people. Let me put my camera back on. Where's my camera? Hey, what fun. Dennis Nicholson will be joining us next week at the Performance Racing Show. Right there, bam! Oh, hi, Richard Rollins, bam! Get you some of that. Hey, a little bit of fun. Join us anytime on Talking Cars Saturday. One of our friends out there, Randy Payton from Sisyth Magazine. We will be a sponsor next year at the Detroit Auto Show with the Sisyth Magazine at the Urban Wheels Awards. For the Minority Owners of America of Auto Dealerships. Randy, good morning out there in Martha's Vineyard. Dennis Nicholson, be live back on with Race Talk Radio as we go around the country. Our shout-out to our friends Charlie Shaw at Winchester Speedway out there. Hi, Charlie, friend of ours at Ellen Shirley. And right now, boy, I'm pretty excited to be sitting here next to this person. Tom Drewer. I want to say Brewer because I just got back from Milwaukee.
Tom Drewer,
how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh.
Good to be here in Chicago.
Oh, well, you got an accent.
Are you
from New York?
A little bit further south. I'm from the deep south.
Oh, the deep south of New York. You're
yeah.
Okay, you're
I actually live in Atlanta now, but originally from South Australia, Adelaide, South Australia.
Wow, holy smokes. Hi, Keith Urban. How are you? No, he's somewhere else. Let's just go through there. What the heck is a radical? We just had, just a few minutes ago, Francesco Davila here from the Autobahn Country Club. That's AutobahnCC.com. Where is the Radical manufactured, and how did you join them?
Well, the Radical is manufactured just north of London, so about an hour north by train in Peterborough.
Okay.
And there's around about 150 people in the factory. It's
wow.
Almost like the Ferrari of old. We still have our Enzo Ferrari that is Phil Abbott, the founder, who is very much hands-on with all of the design and production, but around about yeah, as I say, about 120 people of the 150 people in the factory actually get into making the cars. Obviously, a lot of CC machines and all of the technology that goes into it, but a lot of people fabricating things as well. Very impressive production facility. And Francesco was talking before about the SR3. We just produced our 1,000th SR3, so an
wow.
Extremely prolific racing car.
When did you start manufacturing that, Bob?
Well, it really came from the earliest iterations back in 1997. And so
you've got a heck of a track record.
Absolutely.
No pun intended. Okay.
Well, it does. In fact, we were very, very pleased to just recently at the runoffs down in Daytona, the SCCA runoffs, we actually had the fastest lap of the race in the P2 class. And we just took pole position a few months ago at the big NASA Thunder Hill race, the 25 hours.
Wow.
So very happy with the SR3.
Now, I understand there's quite a few radicals in the United States right now, but how many possibly might there be in the United States and in the world?
Well, throughout the world, there's around about 2,000 cars that we've produced.
Wow.
Most of those are still running. In the U.S. or in North America itself, we believe there's approaching 400 cars, plenty of cars out on the West Coast, obviously up here at Team Stradale, a number of cars in the New York area, down south, throughout Florida, Texas. So dealers and cars everywhere across the nation.
Well, from Texas Motor Speedway down to Homestead, down to Sebring, and, of course, one of our favorite tracks, Autobahn Country Club. You know, you get a chance to see it. And I understand that Team Stradale has, I believe, over 30 radicals that they have sold and now currently service. Am I close on that number? About 30. Always go to teamstradale.com. That's S-T-R-A-D-A. L-E. Boy, I'm even spelling good this morning. Getting that done. But right on the screen right now, if we go to RadicalNorthAmerica.com.
Yeah, or Radical.
Wow, I'm getting all this right. This is exciting.
Or RadicalSportsCars.com.
RadicalSportsCars.com. And right behind us, for the people who can see it, we got a couple up here on the screen. Can you start telling us about from left to right? And for you, you can click on the screen right here, right now, and look at these cars. How about a quick, brief overview of where we start and where we go to?
Well, we talked about the SR3, so let's jump to the other spectrum, and that's the RXC Coupe and Spider models, and they are really our flagship models now, using the same engine as the Ford GT out in the showroom. So that's
wait. You have the same engine as one as this $500,000 car in a Radical?
That's correct. So we actually get
wow.
And I'll probably be killed for saying this, but over 600
Wait, I'll turn the camera off. Okay.
Over 600 horsepower out of that Ford EcoBoost engine. And we put that both in the open-top version, which is called the Spider, and also a closed-top version, the Coupe. Those cars are essentially LMP2 performance without that LMP2 price tag.
Now, for those of us who don't understand what an LMP2 is, that is what?
Well, it's the big Le Mans car. So you probably a lot of people familiar with the Dyson Lolas, now the Mazda prototype that's actually here on the show floor. Daytona prototypes, we've seen the Ganassi Fords out there. They use that same power plant.
I shout out to our friends at the Ganassi Racing Team and Target, all of our friends out there. We're going to be getting a chance going down to Texas, actually, to the Texas Motor Speedway and see a lot more of these vehicles. But now on the vehicle that we were just talking about, that vehicle, when we see that Ford GT, that's a $500,000 car, period. Have a nice day. When we see it sell again with Dana and Frank Meekum, the car is now selling for $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million. It's out of control. Where does this vehicle stack up? So is this $1 million vehicle, $2 million? Where does this vehicle start?
Well, certainly in terms of performance, it's $1 million vehicle, but
so it can compete. It can compete with the Ford GT because it's got the Ford GT engine.
Right. Well, I think it will be faster than the Ford GT. I mean, in fact, it is a GT3 beta. Absolutely, we do offer now a homologated GT3 national car in the RXC lineup. But these cars, you know, $200,000 will buy you a lot of RXC Coupe. $220,000 is our deluxe race edition. And so that's with everything that you'd want to go racing. Don't need to buy any options or upgrades. We spec the cars here in North America. Just like I'd want to go racing, you'd want to go racing. They come with all the FIA fuel cells and things like that. We also do offer a slightly cheaper version of the RXC.
Less expensive. $200,000, a little less expensive. So there's an oxymoron, okay? It's a little less than $200,000.
Yeah, it is. For about $170,000, you can get a normally aspirated Ford-powered RXC. So that's a great option for track days as well, for those that don't want the wind in the face.
Yeah, you know, we were talking yesterday. We just had a friend of ours come in from Road America. We'll be up here in a few minutes. Hi, George. Don't want to forget about you over there. Our friends at Slingshots are here from Polaris, some brand-new vehicles. But for the history of a person, when they come and talk to you about the Radical, are they already in racing? Are they brand-new to it? Do they have 27 cars? You know, who is like a normal person who says, you know, I've been looking at that Radical. I really want to start, you know, to get one. I should call Francesco over there at Team Stradale and get one. Who is that person?
Well, to be honest, it's the kind of guy that hasn't
or
been.
Or girl. Come on.
Girl. In fact, we just delivered
Who's
a
your
car.
Buddy? Who's your buddy?
We just delivered a car to a young girl, Sarah, at Monticello Motor Club. And
where is that? Where's Monticello?
That's just out of New York City.
There you go.
An hour north of New York City. And that was amazing. She took to the car like a duck to water. I mean, she'd never been in a racing car, and that's typical of a lot of our customers. Our customers are guys and girls that have either done a little bit of track experience, maybe they've had a Corvette, a Viper, a Porsche, a Ferrari, maybe they've got a Mustang, whatever, but they're looking for that next step, and we offer an entry-level true racing car, something that people can...
Under $500,000.
Well, under $150,000. So,
wow.
And second-hand cars go for around about $50,000 to $60,000.
Wait.
Extremely
so there are vehicles that have been pre-driven. That now, when we talked to Molly Saline from Saline Mustangs and Lingenfelter and all the rest, Callaway that are out there, so there are other vehicles that someone could say could even get in under $100,000.
Easily.
Wow.
Easily.
That's amazing.
Well, the great thing is that radicals have been so prolific in this country, so many cars sold, that there is a huge used car market and quite a demand for those cars. So a lot of our customers will buy one and want to upgrade at some point. And so those pre-owned cars become tremendous opportunities for people to get into motorsport. And you can go out and test drive one of those cars and have a look at some of those used cars, new cars, obviously at Team Stradale if you're in the Chicago area.
And we like Team Stradale. Right now, we want to say so much thanks to Mr. Drewer. I keep looking at the name tag here. The name keeps spinning around. He turns it around on me to go through it. If you get a chance, go to this website right now. We're going to ask George to jump in real quick here from Road America. George, you're going to join us here in a minute? Okay. And then Slingshot is up next. What a great day it is for us at the Chicago Auto Show. Over there to my left, you can't see. I don't know if we have a camera over there. Mark Bialik, a very special thank you to the Chicago Auto Show, our friends, right?
Absolutely.
Love the Chicago Auto Show. Autobahn Country Club is here. Road America is here. Slingshot is here. Holy smokes, Batman, the board's starting to light up here now. 561, that's New York, that's Florida. So there you go. So there's Tim Frost with Speedways National. May not get a chance to get everybody on the show today. Dennis Mickelson out there at Rockford Motor Speedway, as we look at the numbers that we can remember, and this lights up to 100. So here's one thing you can always do. Go to Talking Cars. Let's get that zoom in right there. So that's talkingcarz.com. We've got the same platform that's being used by Andretti TV, Andretti TV Motorsports, AndrettiTV.com.
Well, speaking of Andretti, Ryan Hunter Ray, and obviously a big, big IndyCar star, he just raced a radical in the Race of Champions along with Sebastian Vettel and a whole lot of the other Formula One stars. And so I've noticed at the show, amazing, there's not too many Formula One or Indy cars down here. There's one on display at the Road America stand. But if you want to check out another
and
car...
And a light at the Autobahn stand.
Right. So if you want to check out another car that all those stars have raced, come and check out the Radical in the Autobahn stand.
And we're at the Chicago Auto Show today. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. If you haven't gotten a gift for your significant other, we're being politically correct after Republican debate last night. Okay, bring them to the Chicago Auto Show. You can see it anytime. Go to their website. Go to RadicalNorthAmerica.com. And, Tom, what a pleasure it is for us to be on Talking Cars with you today.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, and have a great time here at the Chicago Auto Show.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. George is coming up next from Road America. Join us here. Let's put that music back on from Little GTO and the Beach Boys. Boy, it doesn't get any better than that. Come on over, George. We're ready for you.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Nice. For those of you listening on TalkingCars.com live, thanks, guys. Joining us shortly will be Mr. George from Road America. We're going to get that up, so we're taking back a short break in about 5, 4. And we're back in 3, 2, 1. Wow, that was fast. George Grugenthies, am I saying that right?
That's correct.
Wow, I can even do that on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. I'm sitting here, and we're right at roadamerica.com.
There you go.
How's that?
It's wonderful.
Well, we were so excited to see you here this year at the Chicago Auto Show. You have a ton of events and a beautiful display downstairs. And we just want to say thank you from all the friends at Talking Cars and Chicago for bringing your display to the Chicago Auto Show.
A few years, and we're really happy to be back. So it's great. Yesterday was an awesome day. The fans really came out. It was a big crowd yesterday.
You and Mary Lou were just hammered. Well, with people.
Yeah. I mean, there were seven of us worked in the booth, and there were a lot of fans there. It's really good.
Well, you know, tell us a little bit about what's coming up. I know you're going to have this sitting right here in front of us. We'll kind of hold this up. If you get a chance, you can go to this website right now. Again, the network we have is, and George, it's right above your arm right here. That's okay. And you can click on this right now, roadamerica.com, takes you right to their site. Holy smokes, Batman, that's pretty cool stuff. Now, what are the events and how many millions of dollars does it cost for somebody to come out to the show? And where is Road America?
Road America is just an hour north of Milwaukee.
Oh, it's right here.
We drove down Friday morning. It was just two and a half hours. You know, I mean, even at rush hour, that wasn't too bad.
Well, I know when I go up to Milwaukee, it's about 27 miles north. It's a beautiful ride. And I tell you what, gas is cheap right now. What is one of the first events coming up for Road America?
The Spring Vintage with SVRA is our first event.
And what is that? What's a Spring Vintage?
Well, it's where you take your hot rod, you know, old racing cars, great cars that you love, that you grew up with, that are under a cover in your garage, and you take them out. Hopefully you have a racing license, and you go racing.
Can you just bring your car up there and look at cars?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, get on track and touring. Don't need a license for that. Just a driver's license.
Wait. You can bring up your car. I'm sure there's a fee. What is it, like $1,000, $2,000 to get on the track?
No, it's like $25.
Wait a minute. You can come up on the bench. What is the admission price to get in to start? Where does it start? So again, $100 to get inside?
No,
it's $100 a person?
No, all our tickets start at $20. It's $40 for the whole weekend. You know, like,
wow.
You know, great, come on.
What if you have a family of four? Is it $20 a person, kids under 12?
No, we're starting something new this year. Kids 16 and under are free with a paying adult. 16 and under, free with a paying adult.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to buy tickets for all of my little nieces, nephews, and cousins.
You don't have to buy tickets for them.
Wait, no. I'm going to tell them I'm going to give it to them for a Christmas present, and I'm going to take them out to the track.
All right.
Okay, but it's one admission for adult per child.
Well, no, if you've got three kids that are you know, 16 and under, you buy a ticket, they all come with you for free.
Guess where we're going this summer, folks? Where do you think we're going? RoadAmerica.com. We're going to go see George to come up there. Now, the rest of the year, let's go through the rest of that real quick. Then we're going to have our friends from Slingshot on. And what's the next event in June?
Well, we've got two motorcycle events after the Spring Vintage. First weekend in June, 3 through 5, is the professional. It's called Moto America now, but it's the continuation of the AMA superbike races. We've got every class has two races. It's a great weekend. And then followed by what we call the ARMA and the Rocker Box. Rocker Box is kind of like a vintage Sturgis. And, you know, vintage is very big. You know,
I don't know if I like that word because I'm kind of vintage.
No, I'm way vintage.
We want to do a shout-out to our friends, Mr. Bob Parsons. When we started this show several years ago, GoDaddy was one of our first sponsors. Mr. Parsons sold the company to KRR. And still a good friend, been on our show a few times. He has a couple of motorcycle dealerships out there in Phoenix and does some great work with his wife all throughout the Phoenix area and everything else. Mr. Parsons, Bob, thanks for always supporting Talking Motorcycles, Soldiers Family TV and Radio Show, and now Talking Cars. So everybody's looking. Everybody can always go to the Sturgis event, but right here in the Midwest, maybe you can't take that 10, 14-hour ride. You're at Road America.
Yeah, the rides. The mods and the rockers.
Mods and the rockers.
And we've got bike shows, beer tasting, burnout pit, and then there's 12 different classes of vintage bikes racing on the track also. It's a music. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I gotta say stop again. What if we go up there and we had one or two beers? Is there a nearby place that we can camp? And what is the closest camping place we can go to?
Well, you can camp at Road America.
No. Get out. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Absolutely. Right.
And it's right on the site, Road America. I'm being facetious. I know that to come to it. And there's also a young man who does some part of your announcing part of the time. I don't know if you remember his name up there in the booth. There's like, you got so many people up there. I had it written down here last week. Forget it. But I don't want to forget him. I want to do, hi, everybody up there at Road America. We love you, and we're going to be broadcasting this year back again at Road America. Won't that be fun?
There's a lot of new stuff at Road America, too. I'd like to talk about that.
You know? We need to do a show for you, George. Okay.
Cut me off anytime.
I know.
But we've got five new big screens that are permanent. They're at all the events. So that's, you know, everybody's got their favorite spot that they do their viewing at. But you can watch.
How big are the screens?
Oh, they're big. They're like 26 feet by 30 feet. I mean, they're big.
Wow. We got to bring our slingshot up there. That's what we got to do.
Have you driven this thing?
I have not, but I'm so excited they're there.
I test drove one in Arizona and
we got the right people here. Yeah. I just saw Mark Vilek keep walking by. Should have probably invited them up to show.
I've driven.
Sorry, Mark. Okay.
Yeah.
Great things. For the rest of the year, August, and you know what? We're going to come and talk to you about doing more shows with Road America. I think it's, again, just like Autobahn Country Club, and people are going to go where they want to. So all of our dealers out there, the Bob Orman Auto Group, Continental Motors, Bill Stasek Chevrolet, it is endless. Our friends over at Man Marketing, Dealer Inspire, Joe Chura and Matt Cole, all the folks who help us produce our shows around. And this is the show, folks. It doesn't get any better than this. It really does. Okay. Because what we're going to have in the future is the B-roll and the green screen in the background rolling as we're talking about these events that you can actually watch. But you can go to roadamerica.com.
Absolutely.
Roadamerica.com.
That's it. Thanks,
I like Road America. Doesn't get any better than that. Back again. We're going to take a short break. Let's see our friends on the GTOs and the Cobras. And coming up, we have a young lady we're going to start with from Slingshot, and we'll be right back with Talking Cars. Hey, we're back with Talking Cars, and I'm going to get right to the name right away. Lee Kirshner. Oh, I don't forget. Where's your name tag? Where's your name tag? You got to put that around.
So I'll
put
me down. Sorry.
L-E-I-G-H. Yay.
Unique one.
Hey, and you know what we did? Let's look at the screen right here on Talking Cars, and we love Talking Cars. And it says show. Let's see if we have that correct. Polaris.com/EN-US/Slingshot.
You got
it. So here we go. We're going to start. Lee, right now, what the heck is a slingshot?
Well, it's a three-wheeled vehicle made by Polaris.
Okay.
It's the first three-wheeled vehicle that Polaris has ever made, but it's kind of the latest and greatest to their on-road community. Polaris also owns Indian Motorcycle and Victory Motorcycle.
Go Indian! Yay! Is that like Teresa at the Chicago Auto Show if you say motorcycle? Sorry, Mark. Okay. I don't. But it's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
It's a one-of-a-kind ride. There's really no driving experience like it. It's really
It's big.
It's a lot of fun.
There's a couple of other three-wheeled type vehicles out there. There's the Can-Am Spyder and a few others. We saw one yesterday, two or three. But what is making how long has the Slingshot been in existence? How new, how old is it? It's the first time I've seen it. And here we just had George said he's test driving at Phoenix. Holy smokes, Batman. And it's just hot, and it's you know, I'm looking at vehicles like that. They're $100,000. What is the price start range on this vehicle?
So the starting price is right now $21,500.
Oh, falling off the chair. Oh. $25,000.
$25,000 to get into a Slingshot.
Wow. And how long has the Slingshot been in production?
So it's been in production about a year, and we launched to the public about a year and a half ago.
So it's really literally brand new.
Brand new.
Okay, and what is the one we're looking downstairs? Is that a 2015 or 16?
It's a 2016. We actually just launched
four
new colors on Friday, so brand new to the lineup.
How do people choose the colors? Can they custom order them, or is it whatever? We were talking to one of your dealers from Highland Park, Illinois, I remember. Shout out to our friends at Mancuso Motorsports. And Rob Mancuso at McLaren Motorsports downtown, Joe Perillo, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, and they're like, what is that? Everybody's going, what is that? but, you know, can they custom order them, or it's whatever in dealer stock?
It's whatever's in dealer stock, but it's incredible. We've seen a ton of customization happening in the Slingshot world, even in just the first year. People are really tricking them out and making it their own. It's very cool.
And what I really find amazing is that the two seats are right alongside each other. And that, versus some of the others that are out there, it's still the typical motorcycle ride. When we're up at the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Museum, it is an amazing place to go. And their trike sales, Fox Valley Harley-Davidson, the number one trike dealer in the Midwest, it's really a preferential or a distinguished taste, but this vehicle looks like it's taken away all the stigma around a motorcycle. It's a fun vehicle, and I can't imagine what the miles per gallon or miles per pipe might be on this thing.
You know, it's not too bad. It performs pretty closely to a good performing car. You'll get 30 to 35.
That's huge, absolutely huge. And so when people are coming up now, I mean, they were standing in line to see this thing, and I'm like, can I talk to somebody here? We'll be right with you. And I go, no, you go ahead and sell it just to go through it. But it's made by Polaris, and where physically is the vehicle manufactured? Do we know that?
Yeah, it's manufactured in Spirit Lake, Iowa. So that's where Polaris
is. Iowa, go Hawkeyes. Yay, go. Wow. And you know what? We see this even with Honda. The Honda Civic, since we're at the Chicago Auto Show, over 90% of that vehicle, if I remember correctly, is manufactured in Fishers, Indiana. And it's like, you're kidding me. No, I think only the transmission is shipped in. That's because it's so universal. So we want to say thank you, but, you know, a lot of the parts, too, the dealers are here, and your dealer from Highland Park, and I forget the name of their dealership. Do we remember?
American Heritage Crossroads.
American Heritage Crossroads. There you go. I'm sending you a bill for that. All right. He was so nice. He goes, let me see if I can find Lee or someone else here to talk to. I'm like, wow, we just had this space open up yesterday. What a privilege to be here. What are some of the great accolades that people are saying that they like, and what are some of the things people might say they don't like about it? Is it too fast?
Nothing can be too fast, right?
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of things that make the Slingshot a unique ride that people love about it.
I like the dashboard.
The dashboard is great.
Cool,
the open-air cockpit.
I mean,
the side-by-side seating is huge, as you mentioned. Really having people be able to sit side-by-side, each kind of get that front-row ride experience. And then, of course, just the unique styling. I mean, you're going to stand out when you're in that vehicle, for sure.
Well, and it's longer. It's got a pretty long wheelbase.
Yeah, it's 12 feet long, 7 feet wide.
Wow.
It's a big vehicle.
Wow. Wow, that's bigger than my first car, just to go through it. All right, we want to say a special thanks to Lee Kirshner. Am I saying that right?
You got it.
Wow, you got the name right. How's that on talking cars? Take a look at this website. Go here right now. So I'm going to stand back a little bit. Let's see if I can get it on me here. I'll wait till my finger comes back up so I'm not being everybody. Being a little funny there with George come through it. Let's go back to Polaris. And to come through there, we have Polaris.com coming through it. But let's go over that website one more time. They can always go to Polaris.com and find it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Just to go through it. And you have another person here with you today. What is his name, and what do you think he's going to be talking about?
He's even holding up his name.
I like that. That's good.
He's prepared. This is Brady Pitts.
Hi, Brady.
A district sales manager for us up in Wisconsin.
Wow. What part of Wisconsin do we know?
He lives outside of Madison.
Madison. All right. Go Badgers.
There you
Badgers.
Go.
Yes.
Got it.
God. Okay. One of the people from the University of Wisconsin really recently went out to San Diego Chargers. Our friend Tolzien, who is a backup quarterback now for Aaron Rodgers. And to their family, his younger brother went on to United States Air Force Academy as a freshman, was a first-string quarterback back in 2005. The other brother went on to first-string quarterback for William & Mary. And now the Tolzien family, good friends of ours, United States Air Force Academy parents, is now on Green Bay Packers. So it seems to be a Wisconsin day.
Awesome. Yeah, it absolutely is.
Lee, we can't thank you enough for being on Talking Cars.
Thank you so much.
What's your new favorite show?
Talking Cars.
Oh, I like the first set. All right. Let's take a short break, and Bernie's going to be up here in a minute. Here we go. Hey, Katy Perry is going to join us in one of our upcoming shows. Danica Patrick has been invited to our show, and we heard back from her PR. She'll try to join us in May to come through it. And so we shout out to
Katy Perry. Let's take a journey. Where the grass is really greener, warm, wet and wild.
Sitting next to me right now is Brady Pitts from Madison, Wisconsin. How's that?
Fantastic.
Wow.
Steve, I wish I hadn't bring up the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-oh.
Is this the car show?
Okay.
Fantastic team. Shout out to my boys in green and gold.
Doesn't get any better than that. You know, one of the great things, we want to say thanks for being on Talking Cars today. We walk by you, and unbeknownst to us, I look again, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And people are standing up in line going, what's a Slingshot? And Lee was just on Kirshner's a few minutes ago. I like this vehicle. We weren't picking on you because there was a few other doors too, right? There's a few other cars. But do you call it a car? What do you call it?
So it's a motorcycle.
We do call it a motorcycle.
Yep.
Okay.
Like Lee said, it's a three-wheeled motorcycle from Polaris, side-by-side seating. Just all around a fantastic vehicle, new, unique, but definitely a motorcycle. So
go through it now, but there's only the handlebars on the left-hand side, right?
Yep, so it's a very intuitive feel, intuitive ride, just like more like an automobile, like you feel with a steering wheel. You've got a clutch, a brake, and a gas pedal. So, and five-speed transmission.
Five-speed?
Yep.
Okay. And the size of that rear tire looks like something off a traction.
Yeah, it's
wow.
20-inch rims.
20-inch.
On our SL model, 18 on our base model.
Okay, we've got a call in there from Richard Rawlings who wants to do a customization out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
there you go. Yeah, he's already working on it. So we get back in the chat when we can't get a chance to talk with us. Hi, Aaron. How are you, Mr. Kaufman? Our friends out there, Guns, God, and Automobiles, a shout-out to our friends, Eric Mankow. Here in Chicago, new show coming up next year. All the great fun. You got a couple of notes. Bring them up. Let's take a look at those notes. What is that?
Yeah, I have some notes.
Let's hear about it.
I feel like if you're someone who's sitting next to Steve,
talkingcars.com,
and bringing the energy, you better have some notes. Okay? The last thing you want to do is sit next to this firecracker and not know what you're going to say.
Wow, you're very kind. You're very kind. So, what start with note number one? What's on note number one?
Unique vehicle. You're not going to see anything like this.
I like it because
it's you're not going to see anything like this on the road in your neighborhood. If you head to the gas station, you better pack a little extra time. People are going to ask you about it. Maybe take some pictures. I can't promise you won't have to get the baby.
Okay. Okay. Because it's political season. It's going to get ready. Just to go through there. But I think I'm a little astounded by the price, because a lot of new things that come out start very high, $25,000, $50,000, because it is new. And now, Lee was just out a few minutes ago, and this thing is priced under $25,000.
Well, I feel like you might have been looking at my notes here, because that's the next point.
Accessibility.
Okay.
When I'm talking accessibility, you don't have to go to some exotic car company where there's only a few of them in the entire country to find this thing.
So we've got a network of dealers, again, made by Polaris.
Do we know how many dealers have this?
What do we have? 400?
400.
You already in the showroom?
Not in the showroom right now, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So accessible, you can find this thing. You can go to a local dealer, buy it, have it serviced. But also when we're talking accessibility, we're talking about price, being able to get into this machine at $21,500. The top end of it is only $26,500. So
now, I would also think that Polaris.com, hi Polaris, would also possibly provide financing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Right now we've got 1.99 for 60 months going on here through March.
So let's figure that out real quick, 1.99, click, click, click. Okay, it's affordable.
Absolutely. And to your point on customization, it leaves some extra margin in your budget for you to go out and do some of those things like a funky paint or a wrap. Or some of the other things that you might like to do to your vehicle.
Well, some of our friends out there like the Nielsens at Nielsens.com, Ted and Jeff, a shout-out to you all up there. They have a couple of unique – they have everything. They've got boats. They've got motorcycles. They've got snowmobiles. And now looks like they're going to be having the new Slingshot.
Absolutely. And what I'd for everybody listening, what I'd recommend you do is just go to Polaris.com, click on Slingshot, go to the dealer locator, find
right
a dealer. You can sign up, give us your information. We'll have a dealer call you for a test drive. Just throw in your zip code, and the closest dealer to you will give you a buzz.
And so in a Chicago area, there's got to be more than one, right?
Yeah, well, geez, we've got five or six right in this area.
All right, so they all don't have to go. We'd like them to go to Highland, to go to Nielsen's, but, hey, if you're in Oak Lawn, if you're in DeKalb, go to Polaris.com, start there, take a look around, and I was really astonished. Let's go to note number three. What's on note number three?
Oh, geez, what do we got? We've covered so much.
Exciting. This is a real show, okay?
Exciting.
Exciting.
Lee mentioned it before. It's an open road cockpit, so you're sitting inches from the ground in this thing. There's no doors. Even when you're going under the posted speeds, you feel like you're going faster than you are. It certainly has the power to go over those speeds as well. Not that we would want you to do that.
Don't do that.
Unless you're on a closed track
professional
AutobahnCountryClub.com.
Absolutely.
RoadAmerica.com, GingermanSpeedway.com, BlackHawkFarmsRaceway.com, should I continue, Winchester Speedway, Michigan International Speedway, and our favorite, all of them. Okay.
It actually has a 2.4-liter GM engine in it. So
what does GM stand for?
General Motors.
Let me get this straight. Now, already this morning, we had Tom Drewer on from, I got all these names right. Okay, RadicalNorthAmerica.com. They have a Ford GT engine. And now you're telling me that Polaris has a General Motors engine in it. What size is it?
Yep, 2.4-liter, four cylinders.
It's bigger than most cars out there.
Yeah, so you're talking about 173 horsepower in a vehicle that only weighs 1,700 pounds. So less than 10 pounds per horsepower.
You can put two Yugos in the back seat of that thing.
Absolutely. I wish I didn't know what a Yugo was, but
there we go. Now we're back to the vintage show here with Steve Tomaszewski. Hey, talking cars. One of the nice things that we come across there is just the size of it. But one of the things that I noticed, and we just saw this, I'm counting cars a little while back, is that they took a motorcycle and they arranged it, manufactured it for somebody who is handicapped. I saw this seat yesterday, a thing I thought, we're going to bring this up on one of our shows, Soldiers Family TV and Radio, to where literally all the controls are fingertip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Again, being able to put anybody in this vehicle is our pleasure and something that we're really excited about as well. Just you mentioned the seat. We're marine grade, the entire cockpit, right? So open to the weather. But this seat is something I've gotten a lot of feedback from customers that you can sit in this for a long period of time. We've got people taking 7-8 hour road trips in this thing and coming back talking about how great the comfort level of this vehicle is.
Well, the other side of the fence is always if a person wanted to ride alone on a standard motorcycle and they were not able to use their legs, that, always had to get that trike, and the trike was like, it's kind of like an old man thing. This thing is like right out of the future. And I think one of the greatest compliments that I listened to yesterday, there is an aftermarket. Now, it takes a big deal to build something in an aftermarket product. And they actually have, I believe, possibly a windshield and an enclosure for this coming out sometime this or next year. Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah.
I listened to two guys talking about it right behind me. Yeah, we saw that. It's going to have this aftermarket enclosure. I'm like, wow. And it just hit the street. So, it's a pure success-driven story.
Absolutely. I mean, you can get online right now, and you can see a variety of products from the aftermarket to really trick this thing out and make it sell.
And the industry waits to see if it's going to sell because it takes a lot of money. No, the CNC machines, just like they were talking about at RadicalNorthAmerica.com, there's a ton of money that goes. A little CNC machine is $500,000 to make a $100 product. So they already know it's a success. And so that slingshot, bang, zoom, bing, done. Polaris.com. We're going through it. All right, so we're going to go back. How many notes we got left?
I got one left.
One left.
Got one left.
Remember, my name. That's the funny part about it.
Fun. The product is fun. I would challenge you to have a bad day when you're driving a slingshot, right? Feeling a little sad, hop in your slingshot.
Oh, looks like
you will not be able to quit smiling.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'm going to take a little ride up to Highland Park, see my twitches on a little bit, get the cameras going, go for a ride, and take a look at it. Probably do that out in May. You know what? We can't thank you enough for being on Talking Cars today. Let's go over that website one more time.
Polaris.com, click on slingshot.
There you go. Or Google slingshot, Brady or Lee, and say hi. Or tune into the show, 909-202-8714. We're going to take a short break and be back with our friend Brian Armstead in Washington, D.C., talking about more what's coming up. I think he's on his way to California. But you know what? Brady, we need to go out and test drive that slingshot.
Absolutely.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Back with Talking Cars in just a minute. Thanks, Brady.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, what a great show we've had so far. We're going to take a short break here on Talking Cars and say thanks to all of our guests today, Lee Kirschmer, Brady Pitts from Slingshot, Slingshot. Notice that, give me some coffee, slingshot.com. Slingshot. Wait a minute, Chicago Auto Show and Slingshot. I like that. This sounds like something we do in the alley back there. Hey, take a look at it. Go to Polaris.com, click on Slingshot, run it around there, but always tune in to Talking Cars, 909-202-8714. Number's right there on the back. Okay. And send us an email at steve@sftbr.com. let's stay in touch, get you back on the show. Let's take a short break, and then coming up in just a minute is Brian Armstead from D.C. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Sir. Thank you so much. That's
outstanding.
Great.
Outstanding.
Really appreciate it.
Perfect. You go through it. Awesome.
Have a good one.
Great. Hey, we're taking a short break and coming up. Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
On Talking Cars, a very special day here at the Chicago Auto Show. Thank you, Katy Perry. All our friends are on our show today from Team Stradale. Wow, what an exciting day. It doesn't get any better than this. So our friend Francesco Davila from Team Stradale, our friends over at Radical North America, George Brugenthes from Road America was on here today. Great shows coming out there right after him. Lee Kirchmer, Polaris, and Slingshot.com. Go to the Slingshot, take a look at it. And Brady Pitts from Madison, Wisconsin. Mark Bialik, we want to say a special thanks to you and the Chicago Auto Show, all the sponsors out there today, localfordstores.com, the all-new RAV4 Hybrid. The show itself, beginning this week, February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place. Real easy to get to, chicagoautoshow.com. Or, you know, go to all the hashtags that are out there. Hashtag CAS16. Discover the new Kia, Optima, the Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality, the Soul, highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle. And then our friends, Colin Wickstrom, chairman of the Chicago Auto Show, if I'm saying that correctly. David Sloan, Chicago Auto Show General Manager. Our friends out at Carfax, and it's always a great thing to take a look at it that's out there. Consumer Guide Automotive Publisher by Tom Apple. A lot of great new vehicles out there. Robbie Spacewall from ABC Eyewitness News doing a lot of comments and stories. And Dave Bowe from DriveChicago.com looking at some of the new Lexuses, the new Fords out there, the Subaru, and our friends at State Farm Garage. You know, hey, get a new quote. We've got a friend out there, and his name is Michael Jordan from State Farm in South Chicago. Give him a call when you have time. Our friend Jennifer Moran, the Chicago Auto Show Director in Public Relations and Social Media, capture the concepts. You can look at the websites right now at the Chicago Auto Show. At the Chicago Auto Show right now, you even have to be down here. But it is fun to be here, okay? Rand McNally, Dr. Overdrive, our friends at Speedways National. Don't want to forget them. Tim Frost, our new. We've known Tim for a few years. And if you go to www.speedways.com/national, we're typing that in just so you know how easy it is to get to. And Dennis Mickelson will be on our show next week. And so let's type that in again. We'll go to Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, and start here with Speedway National Directory. And what the Speedway does, Speedway's online, make it real simple, is that you can find any track in any country around the country, in the United States so far. So if you go to track, oval tracks, drag strips, road courses, MX tracks, karting tracks, power boats, quarter midgets, flat track, and F8, holy smokes, Batman, where do you start? Let's start with the oval tracks, and as soon as you click on there, you get another menu. It shows you a picture of the United States. You can zoom in, and there's just hundreds of them. So don't be afraid. There's one in Billings, Montana. We're scrolling over to North Dakota. Bismarck, North Dakota, and then we get back down to Wisconsin, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Bloomington. And if you just click on the star, it'll just tell you real quick what it is. And it's Elko Speedway, 26350 France Avenue in Elko, Minnesota. Real easy to work. Rochester, we come back out here to Wisconsin, and there's the Dells Raceway Park on North 1070 Smith Road, Wisconsin Rapids, 53965. Simple to get to. Go right down the street, Dodge County Fair Speedway on 6885 High Point Road in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. So it goes everywhere. And if you get the chance, go to Speedways Online and take a look. We go down to Milwaukee. Obviously, we see the RoadAmerica.com. Go down here, our other friends in Joliet, Chicagoland Speedway, 500 Speedway Boulevard in Joliet, and these are oval tracks. You can go to all types of new tracks. Also, there are museums. There's print publications. There's websites. There's trade shows. So this is one of the best-kept secrets out there. We talked about that today with Francesco Davila from Team Stradale and the premier dealer here in the Chicagoland area for the Radical Sports Car, and that's starting anywhere from $109,000 for the Radical SR3 RSX 1340 race to the Radical RXD Spider. And these are just amazing, amazing vehicles. A chance today, the Chevy Dealers of America are sponsoring the Chicago Blackhawks. Come on out and shoot a puck. Lincoln, brand new cars out, the Buick Avista. You can vote on it, Car of the Future, Car of the Auto Show. Audi is here, Lexus is here, Cadillac, you name it, Maserati, Alfa Romeo, Porsche, right down the list, Fiat, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, everyone's there. Ford has their Mustang hooked up with chains, and it's doing a test, and it just sits there and spins and smokes. Come on down. There's also some free three-dimensional racing events you can get into. You can actually get into on a Dodge, get into a car and drive it around the track. One of the Jeeps goes over a teeter. What fun. Hyundai is here with their new Generus, the Supercar Gallery. Honda, our friend Honda Pro Jason, thank you so much for being on our show and featuring the new Honda Ridgeline with the six-speaker built-in in the bed, brand new for 2016. Subaru, Mazda, Scion, Mitsubishi, Volkswagen, Kia, Nissan. Our friend, we mentioned Renee, she's not here this year, but Paul is here. We're going to try to get to Paul Evans, get a chance to talk with him. A great, great day. When you go to Nissan, the American Titan, choose Nissan.com. Overspeed, top safety, all the new cameras that are out there you can put on your dashboard for a little under $100. I suggest you get them. This is by Colleen Moran, Chicago Auto Show Communications Specialist. Great new article that's in there. Tim Healy is the freelance automotive journalist. Beam me up, today's top connectivity tool. You know, our friends over there at Fifth Bank, we always see them at Michigan International Speedway. Shout out to them. Our friends at Motorworks, Mick Austin, how are you today? The Bob Worman Auto Group, I want to say thanks to them. Ryan Worman, how are you? Mr. Worman, John Barrett at SchaumburgHondaAutos.com. Syed out there, Alex Syed at Oakbrook Toyota. Everyone's out here. Look at everybody in this magazine. Here's an article about the auto show through the years, 1916 through 1991, by M.J. Frumpkin, Chicago Auto Show historian. Great thing. So you get this free brochure when you come in, and you'll see a lot of cars.com down there that you can do research, price, and find, and drive Chicago. Chicago, let me tell you something. I get a chance to go to a lot of these shows, and my hats are off to the nation's largest auto show, and to everybody involved, even the volunteers. A very special thanks to Mark Bilek. It's a privilege for us to be here and our friends at National Speedways and Speedways Online. And you can look at tracks, you can look at events, you can look at motorsports. Tim Frost will be at the Daytona 500 coming up. We'll be on live with him. And next Sunday, we'll be live at the Performance Racing Show in Schaumburg Convention Center with our friend from Race Talk Radio and Race Talk TV, Dennis Mickelson. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. Thanks for joining us. A shout-out to everyone. We had a request for one of our shows for our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. God bless you all. Godspeed. Good night, Chester.
Battle lines have now been drawn. Freedom fighters have been born again, they say. His mother sitting by the phone, a single wife feeling all alone. His sister sends him cards each and every day. He walks the miles tall and strong. No force will bring them. Mother Faith has to have her way. Time stands still as they're marching on, wishing that they could wave the wand and make the tour back home again one day. And they hear the siren in the distance. Rifles firing. Wonder if the day will be their day. Walking through the devil's garden, hoping they won't be forgotten. Standing tall.
Let's take a journey.